Good afternoon, Atlanta. Matt Gardner here, as always, accompanied by Mr. Danny Broadway. Danny, how are you?
Fantastic, Matt. Fantastic. Welcome back. How was spring break?
Spring break was good. We went down there and high five with Goofy and Mickey, and did all the good things and right things for the kids as they had their spring break. So we're back and ready, and already have summer break on the watch here. The kids are done with school, and so they're ready for the summertime.
Yeah. Well, there's plenty of softball and football and baseball stuff coming up. Yeah, I actually mentioned to the audience last week that the cruise ship looked packed. Whenever you sent that picture out, it looked like there were several people there.
There were several thousand people, and myself on the cruise boat as we toured around the Bahamas, and it was a lot of fun. We had good weather, so it was very fortunate. No sicknesses, no seasickness. So it was all good at the end of the day. So we were excited about that. And you're heading off. You'll be gone next week, so I'll be here running the show with Andy. And Andy, will you be here next week?
I will be here next week.
Fantastic. It's a date then.
I don't know if I can fill Danny's shoes or not. I mean, those are big shoes.
Are big shoes,
they
big
are
boys.
The boats, buddy. That's what I'm taking on my cruise. I'm just taking my shoes.
Wow. There's an image I'm going to spend all day
taking
trying to
Broadway
shake.
Cruise. That's right, buddy.
That's
it's
right.
Be me and my best friends.
That's good. That's good. Well, like I say, we're excited about today's show. We have great topic that's going to be very interesting to all the business owners and people that run a business or have a business that have documentation that can be sensitive if found in the wrong hands. And Danny, you and I have talked several times about things like identity theft and just problems that can occur if you as a business owner do not take care of the documentation that comes in and out of your business. And, you know, with the advent of the cloud, as people like to talk about, there's still practices out there with lawyers and doctors and real estate and mortgage companies out there that still have to have a document sitting on a table to be signed with information that is valuable. And, you know, first of all, to the person that's signing it, but also to a criminal. I mean, we can go ahead and say the right things. And we've been introduced and known this company for, I guess, going on 3 or 4 years by the name of EcoShredding. EcoShredding is a mobile document destruction service, which if you're on your computer, you can go to EcoShredding.com to learn a little bit more as we continue the dialogue. And we are blessed to have a young man by the name of Travis Hussing in the studio with us today. Travis, say hello, and how are you today?
Hello, everybody. Thanks for having me today.
Well, good to have you in. We've been trying to get you on the show for a while, but you've been running up and down 400 in that big shredding truck, and that's kind of what's neat. You know, we'll start with what's unique about you guys is that you are mobile. You don't show up at somebody's facility, put a bunch of papers in a box, and then take them off to some mysterious place. Talk to us a little bit, Travis, about how the process works with this mobile truck unit that you've got that shows up at somebody's facility.
Basically, we do have a mobile truck, shreds on site. We like this option because you can basically watch your documents being destroyed in front of your eyes before they leave the premise. We can offer, you know, contracts and schedules that suit the client, and we offer bins that go into the office. They are locked and secured bins so that you don't have any sensitive information just sitting around, like Matt said.
Right.
And, you know, basically they go into the bin, they stay out of sight of other people that don't need to be looking at that information, and when the bin is full or when your service is up, we come out and we shred all the documents right there in front of you.
So, you know, you mentioned something that your clients can actually watch the documents being shredded. Now, do they have to get in the truck and back there in the back, or how can they physically watch these things being shredded?
No, things have gone a long way in the technology of the shredding industry. So nowadays you can stand on the side of the truck. There is a monitor, then a camera inside the truck.
Oh, okay.
So on the side of the truck, there's a monitor, a screen you can watch where you can actually watch your documents go into the shredder, and just in about a couple minutes, a couple hundred pounds of documents are shredded, and we're on our way out of there.
Okay. So let's say that I'm a lawyer, and I've got some sensitive documents or a bunch of documents that need to be shredded because it's either mandated by my industry or whatnot. So I've got this bin in my office that you say can be locked up, obviously, so the janitor can't do a dumpster dive inside the office.
Correct.
All right, so that's locked up. So when it's full, they simply just give you a call. Now, do they pay $1,000 a month for this service, or how does the pricing work for this particular scenario?
Starts at $1,000, right?
Ends at $1,000.
Almost. We like to, in this economy, keep things inexpensive for the business owner. We know everybody's trying to cut costs and save money here and there. So basically, it really depends on the volume and the frequency, but I'm pretty confident in saying less than $100 a month, and that's a high dollar number.
Wow, that's a pretty good deal because you know to go buy a low end shredder that sits on somebody's trash can, you know, that's that's 78, and you throw a staple or a paperclip in there and it gets all jammed up. I mean, so what you're talking about, you it sounds like you guys have a really affordable solution for that secure document destruction that a lawyer, a CPA, or medical doctor, or medical practice, real estate, mortgage groups, and things like that, that can come out there and you guys can take care of them. So, to continue the scenario, we give you a call, you come out. Now, do I have to roll the stuff out on the curb and leave it there, or how does that when you show up, what happens?
Basically, no, we don't want you bringing it out to the curb. You know, the security of the business is what we pride ourselves on. So basically, you keep it in your possession. I'll come in with a bin. We put it into the bin, and you can escort me out to the parking lot, or I can, if depending on how much you have, we can go out to the parking lot.
Okay.
You watch it go up into the shredder. It gets shredded. And if that's it, then I write you a certificate of destruction. Otherwise, I'll go back in the office and get the rest.
Okay. All right. So, you know, since you are mobile, you know, it sounds like your service area is going to be rather large. Why don't you talk about to the listeners out here in Atlanta, you know, where do you service as far as Metro Atlanta goes?
We can service most of Metro Atlanta. Some extent of where our clients are, we go anywhere from Buford down to East Point. All the way over to Ackworth, so up 75, up 85, in town, anything inside the perimeter. Other than that, you know, if you have multiple locations, we have some alliances in town we can work with, and, you know, we can make it work for you.
All right, because sitting outside of our office in the back of the parking lot one day, I saw a bunch of hard drives just stacked up by the dumpster. Now, I can imagine this that the tech-savvy criminal could get their hands on those and go get passwords and things like that. So do you guys stop at paper, or are you guys getting into, you know, physical things such as hard drives and CDs and things like that?
Yes, hard drives are often overlooked. It is definitely something that needs to be destroyed as well. We can do that for you. Tech-savvy, don't need to really be tech-savvy these days in order to steal someone's identity just off of a simple address from some junk mail or even a hard drive. I'm sure a hard drive would be the money load for a criminal, somebody trying to steal identities. And, you know, this day and age in the economy, there's a lot of people without jobs looking for some easy money.
Mm-hmm. Now, you had your identity stolen a year or so ago, didn't you? Is that true?
I did. I back in college, I had my identity stolen because, you know, just in college, typical moving houses every year. And never changed my address, never put it in with the post office. So, you know, in college, they're always sending you those applications to fill out for credit lines and credit cards. So never changed my address. Some other person who lived in my old house ended up moving in, got my mail, opened it up, filled it out. And sure enough, a couple, I don't know, it was probably about a year later.
Was it one of those CD programs where you get, like, 100 CDs for a penny? And
no, no, this was actually a credit card, and they filled it out, and basically I didn't find out until about a year, 2 years later, and, you know, I was going to buy a car, and my credit was pretty, a lot worse than I thought it should have been, and so basically we had to get into all that, and, you know, it was just a simple charge. It was probably about $4,000 that I didn't spend, but, you know, it was such a hassle. Probably took 6 months to a year just to get it off my record. Gosh. And
so there's another Travis Hussing running around.
Yeah, I tell you what, there's two Travis.
Yeah, he was actually in Illinois. I kept every time I run my background, there's somebody in Illinois. So,
wow,
never been to Illinois.
Well, let me ask you. You mentioned you're going to give a secure letter of destruction, document of destruction. Are there industries that you have to do that? Is that something you hand them and they file it because it's something they can get audited on? Or what are the regulations around that?
Right. Most industries can get audited. The bigger ones are the financial industry. They are pretty highly regulated, and they actually are mandated to walk out to the truck and watch everything be physically destroyed.
Right?
So, you know, I bring my umbrella for the rainy days for them. But other than that, medical industries, they have to have that certificate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a good thing to have, just knowing what records were destroyed, and we can just give you that evidence so that you could show.
So that document not only guarantees the destruction, and the fact that they can even watch it, I guess, guarantees that, but also that they have an area where they can list what was destroyed and then file it.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, they can list that so that if they do have an auditor come in,
right,
they can just show that and saying it was destroyed and destroyed properly.
Gotcha. That's fantastic. Well, what do you really think that edge is you offer? I mean, is it that on-site destruction? I mean, is that the key? Or because, I mean, what would somebody else offer that doesn't come on site, that throws it in the back of a pickup and has to go somewhere else? I mean, is that the chance? I mean, is that even legal anymore?
Sure. It is legal. I don't advise it. There are off-site document companies. They do, however, put your stuff into a van or a truck and haul it off to their location and shred it there. But we like to push people away from that just because of the sheer fact of...
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, you're kind of getting away from the whole point. And,
exactly.
And that's guaranteeing the security of the document not being seen by anybody but
right,
somebody in your office.
Right, and they do take it back to the warehouse and they open up the bags and the boxes and they put it on a conveyor belt. And, I mean, you know, who knows if there's a disgruntled employee, then,
right,
you know, things could go bad there.
Right.
But also, you know, what happens if they get in a car wreck? You know, all those documents are still whole documents. They could go all over the highway. Whereas, you know, even, you know, God forbid, if we were to get in a car wreck, you know, all the stuff is shredded. It would just
blowing
be a confetti party out in the middle of the highway. So,
No, I can understand that. So, I understand it, your prices are right on track, if not less, than the guys who do carry it off and give up that risk. So why take that chance, I guess, would be the question.
Yeah, exactly. You're already making the right decision to shred. You know, why not just go the full 9 yards and watch it shred on site in front of you, and you'll just feel better about it when it's done.
No, that's fantastic. Well, let's talk about the eco part of eco shredding. You know, we've talked about the shredding part. How many trees are you killing and saving and planting, and how many reams of toilet paper do you make per month? And I mean, how does all that work? Where does the paper go once it's shredded?
We're not in the toilet paper making business, but we definitely help it. We recycle probably on average about 40 tons of paper and a month. And so basically that just goes into, they bale it, which then gets sent to a pulp maker, and they make it into a big vat of smelly liquid paper that then gets turned into toilet paper and paper towels and other paper products. So, you know, like I say, you know, people often ask, you know, well, is that still safe and secure? But, you know, my answer to that is, you know, have you ever seen anybody's name on your toilet paper?
Right, exactly. So. Yeah, I got a credit card number once, but besides that.
No, I write your name, Daniel, on my toilet paper.
Right,
I use it.
Right. No, I just think it's interesting that the paper you're throwing in your trash can as a small business is going into, I would say, 80, 90% of the time, it's not going to be picked through at one of these pick-through stations. Or, I mean, it's going to go into a dump. The idea that I know at our home, we recycle what is a roll-off amount of cardboard, cereal boxes, cans, bottles. I mean, it literally, I would say 5 to 10 bags of stuff. I mean, these are huge roll-offs. These aren't just the little ones you buy in Home Depot to put your trash in.
Right.
So I would say I recycle as much as I throw away every week.
Easily.
And when you think about a business, even if they if they're not in a regulated piece of shredding, what they could do, even for the environment, just to spend a little bit of money every month, which, like you said, less than $100, you know, to stop by and to help the environment, and to, again, guarantee that none of their mail that has their address or names or, you know, that it just makes a lot of sense just from that standpoint. I know a lot of these companies are trying to go green. So even from a green aspect, even if it's not as large of a security, just from that green aspect, it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. And oftentimes, you know, people using these in-house shredders, just the little office machines that do tend to jam, you know, most of the time people will throw them in the trash after they shred it, and that just goes straight to the landfill. So we try to avoid that step and, you know, recycle everything we can.
Right. So I know Eco One is passed, and you're on Eco Two as far as the shredding truck, right? Any major upgrade? Because I know you go to the big national shredding stuff every now and then, and talk to us about the industry. What's out there? What's going on?
There is a national industry. It's called NAID. It's the National Association of Information Destruction. It's actually happening this weekend. I'm not able to make it because it is in Anaheim, California. Mm-hmm. Wasn't able to get out for that, but I did go to the one last year. It was in Orlando. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of the new stuff in the industry, a lot of software technology out there where you can really give people a real detailed list of what's being destroyed, and a lot of it goes into hard drive destruction as well.
Right.
And yeah, last year when we were at the show, we were looking at some new trucks and found one.
Is Eco 2 bigger? I don't know. It looks bigger,
it's,
man.
It's bigger. It'll hold more.
We got an Eco upgrade.
It recycles more, and we like that fact.
Eco envy.
Eco upgrade. So, well, cool. Well, it sounds like the company's growing, and you do. It's a family business, right? You're a family based business.
Yes, it is. It's local.
You and some of your family members own and you operate more or less, but it's a family owned and operated business. So, if you are the type of company who likes service, I would guess there's some aspect of that you can reach out to the family and do that, and just have that personal touch that you're probably not going to get as much of when you call 1-800-SHRED-IT and go through the 30-minute process of getting a customer service rep on the phone.
Sure.
So and again, I would just think the pricing's better too. I mean, why not get that service with that pricing? So that's fantastic. That's great. Matt, do you have any other shredding questions?
No, obviously you guys have put together a good solution for a large company that has a lot of documents rolling through down to the small business owner that needs once every 6 or 7 weeks to somebody to come out and take care of their things, whether it's to protect security or just save the environment and to be environmentally friendly. So, Travis, give the listeners out there a quick rundown of how they can get a hold of you. Names, phone numbers, email addresses, and things like that. So they can pick up the phone and give you a call. Who should they reach out to?
Like Danny said, we are a small company, a small personal company. We if you give us a call, you will get a family member of mine or a different associate. My name is Travis. The woman on the phone could be Peg or someone else. And basically, just give us a call. The number is 770-490-5607. You can visit us on Facebook and Twitter, hosted by Yepser Internet Strategy.
There.
And, it's all Eco Shredding, ECO Shredding, SHREDDING, just in case you didn't know. Mm-hmm. And other than that, if you also...
What's your phone number? How can they reach you by phone?
Phone is 770.
Oh, you gave that. Okay,
yeah, we
great.
Gave that. Yeah, sorry.
That was 770.
Oh, I thought that was his Twitter.
That's not
account.
His IP address.
Oh, I thought that was his Twitter account. Or his credit card number.
And you can visit us at the website. It is www.ecoshredding.com. And we do pretty often some community events. So if you do just have a couple boxes sitting around and you don't think it's enough or you just don't want to do it at home in your personal shredder, visit the website. We have all our events listed, and they're community events. And
yeah, we hosted the things like churches and subdivisions and things
right,
like that,
yeah,
where people can just show up
events.
And dump it in there.
Basically, yeah, that's just cool. Come out, you can watch it shred, and you're not throwing it in the trash and, risking your identity being stolen.
When's your next event? What do you have coming up?
April.
April?
Yeah, April 14th, we're doing a City of Alpharetta event.
Oh, cool.
And then, check our website because we've got all kinds of events going on in April and then going into May as well.
Okay, fantastic, man. Well, we appreciate it. That's great information. Well, everybody give Travis a call today over at Eco Shredding. He will shred your cares away the green way is what I've heard.
That is correct.
Is that how it works?
That's correct.
Fantastic. Well, thanks, Travis. We really appreciate your time trying to kind of help educate us about the best ways to shred and affordable ways, too. And that's a great opportunity in this economy. So, well, Matt, I'd love to kind of throw it back to you. I tried to cover the social media moment last week presented to you by Yepser. That's YEPSER.com, Yepser Internet Strategy. Always helps us present a social media moment. Do you anything popped in your head on the cruise ship?
Well, yeah, I actually, there's a pretty significant thing coming up this Friday for all businesses that have a Facebook fan page. This timeline layout is now becoming mandatory, and this Friday is the actual deadline. We learned about this deadline at the beginning of the month. We knew it was coming, and we were ready and prepared. And basically what it allows is a Facebook fan page is going to have a new design where there'll be a graphic banner at the top. There's actually some neat features that allow a customer or a client communicate with the business through some messaging technology that the new Facebook pages have. There's new insights as far as being able to track what your fan base is doing and what are they responding to. So this upgrade for the Facebook fan page has become a very neat tool for a business. And if you're out there listening and you're seeing this warning at the top of your fan page that says you have to convert over by March 30th, give us a call. We can help out. We're setting up about 15 of these a day, going through and putting these up and making them look good and making a company give a good first impression when people hit their fan pages. So there's a lot of neat tools. If you're worried about the deadline, go to our website, yepser.com, and give us a call. We can definitely help out.
Fantastic. Well, again, as usual, Matt, we appreciate your expertise in social media, and we appreciate Yepser sponsoring this show. That's yepser.com. Give them a call or check them out on their website, yepser.com, today, and we'd love to hear from you. Well, before we shut it down here, I've got to bring up, now that we've talked business, I've got to bring up, I heard a bird tell me that Travis is the 2012 Johns Creek Chamber Golf Tournament Champion. Is that true?
Wow. This is true. Happened yesterday.
That's right. That's right. And that he was what, second in the longest drive?
Second, just by a couple yards.
By about a couple yards. Yeah. So Travis had a big day of golf, and we're proud of him for winning that tournament. And he proudly, what did you win? What did you get for that award?
We won a hybrid club.
Fantastic. So he's also a golf pro. So if you want any golf lessons, no, I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. No, but we had a great time. I actually played in that tournament too. We had a lot of fun yesterday, and I just wanted to shout out to the Johns Creek Chamber of Commerce. They hold a fantastic tournament. This year it was at St. Ives. Last year it was at Laurel Springs. And it's just a fantastic time. So for all those people that got involved, congratulations. And next year, be looking for that. So, well, Matt, I guess until next week, again, I won't be here, so I'm gonna hand the reins off to you and Andy and let you guys get ready for a fantastic show. I'll miss you guys out there in radio world. And,
well, you can listen in.
Yeah, I can. I can listen in because this is digital radio. So I'll look forward to hearing what you guys have to say, and I'll be back in 2 weeks.
All right. Well, again, another good show in the books. Andy, appreciate you being patient on us today as we were giving directions to the big eco truck out there in the parking lot. But again, Atlanta, you don't know anything Atlanta until you've listened to Everything Atlanta every Tuesday at noon here on Business Radio X.